Oh, hi, folks. You know, it occurred to me the other day that a lot of you have probably never heard any of the other shows on the Comedy Forecast Network.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
So today, I'm going to reach deep into the audio grab bag and pull out some vocal pops for your earbuds. And no, I have no idea what that means. By the way, this is Comedy Forecast, episode 229. What is Jeopardy? Hi, I'm Clinton. When I set up my Comedy Forecast recording studio here in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, I had no idea how weird this place can be. But hey, don't take my word for it. Just listen.
From the Comedy Forecast studios, this is What is Jeopardy? And here is your host, Jerry Graham.
Hey, fun seekers! Ooh, this is episode 875 of What is Jeopardy? I'm your host, Jerry Graham, and joining me today over Skype, as usual, are my buddies, Drew.
Hello.
Ha! I think you mean, what is hello? And also joining me over Skype, although I think she'd rather use Google Plus, is Samantha.
Hey.
Oh, I think you mean, what is hey?
What is whatever, dude?
Okay, let's get right into it. What did you think of last night's episode?
Remind me, what were the categories?
Okay, in the first round, or to be more precise, Jeopardy, the categories were Royal Lawn Furniture, Literature in Fiction, Famous Quotes, and the quotes was in quotes, roll your own.
Wait, what?
Oh, no. That category was all about the Japanese art of dorodango, shaping shiny balls from common dirt.
You know what, Jerry? To be honest, I didn't watch the show last night.
Oh, don't worry, Drew. I can loan it to you. I've got it recorded. I've got them all recorded.
That's kind of creepy, Jerry.
Way creepy.
Well, that's not what you said when you wanted to watch the episode with Watson the computer.
That's because I thought there was going to be some kind of robot apocalypse or something. You know, Watson goes all Skynet on Trebek.
Jeopardy is not that kind of show.
Wow, really, Jerry? I would have thought for sure that any show sponsored by Depends, Activia, and mail-order hip replacement surgery was bound to be all kinds of hardcore.
I think the only thing hardcore on Jeopardy these days is Alex Trebek's arteries.
And what's up with the hobbies the players have? Hello? Underwater basket weaving? I swear that one of them said they spend their spare time whittling bricks.
I am surprised at you two. You know we never badmouth the contestants on this show. We're not like the folks who do the podcasts about that other show.
Which other show?
You know, Wheel of Fortune. Ugh, I said it out loud. I need to wash my mouth out.
At least on that show, you get to buy a vowel, not buy something for your bowels.
Good one.
If you feel that way, why did you two agree to do the show in the first place?
I thought it would be a great way to break into show business.
I didn't think this would turn into 3 years of analyzing questions about Victorian literature and fracking migration habits of blue jays.
Actually, Drew, blue jays don't migrate.
Who cares?
Look, Jerry, this show is stale. It never changes.
Okay. Fine. I'll show you. I'll mix it up. I'll pick a listener letter that I haven't pre-screened. How about that? Like this one. It comes from Piscataway, New Jersey of Jefferson Hills. I mean Jefferson Hills of Piscataway, New Jersey. Jefferson writes, I can't believe you're still doing this show. But since you are, tell me something. Are they ever going to update that daily double sound effect? Seriously. The show was on when I went to visit my grandmother at the retirement home. When someone hit the daily double, it was like I was transported back to 1979. Did someone record the effect on a Commodore 64? It's so lame that, you know what, I think we're done with this letter.
Well, I think Samantha and I are done with this show.
Right, I think Drew and I will start our own show about a hipper subject.
Oh? What exactly? Hurry and tell me. The clock is ticking.
The Price is Right. No, wait. I hate that show.
She means The Newlywed Game.
Judge Judy!
Jerry Springer.
No, let's make a deal.
Lingo! Lingo! Whoa, where did that come from?
OMG! Drew, this show has made us as lame as Jerry.
Or, as I like to call it, what is awesome. So I guess I'll see you guys again for episode 876.
Yes.
Excuse me?
What is yes?
Cool.
Special thanks to Twitterites Christiana Illes, WTTM, and Coconut Wireless for their contributions to this episode.
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.